Now you may have thought that I forgot, but I can guarantee that Christmas movies quite like this are a sight to see. Welcome back to Movie Deputies Reviews, where I am going to be bringing to you the interrogation of a recent Christmas movie. This one is a little bit of a take off of a couple other ideas of Christmas movies, and it puts a new spin on it. Now, is it entirely original? No, but very few, if any, in Hollywood are. So, welcome, like I said, welcome back. I am the deputy of Movie Deputy Reviews, and I love watching movies, and I love bringing them to you. And honestly, I kind of like taking them apart a little bit, too, and really kind of digging deep into the nitty-gritty and all of that stuff, to just kind of help you know if this is going to be a movie for you and or your family or not. Now, today we are going to be talking about Red One. It's the new movie that is out in the theaters. It opened last week, and I apologize, I was away for a week, but I am back. But in this one, Santa has gone missing. Now, Santa in this movie is a little bit different than we have seen him before. This is buff Santa. This is like workout, like Iron Man Santa. And so you don't quite expect that. And no, it is not played by The Rock. That is not Santa. That is one of the other characters that is trying to help get to Santa. But we have an entire mix of characters here. We have spies and we have secret agents. Of course, we have Santa. We have Mrs. Claus. We have the reindeer, of course. And then we have the kids, the elves, and a little bit of everything else kind of mixed in. It's a little unusual because we also get a Christmas witch, and we even see Krampus. Now, I don't know about you, but the Krampus that I know is not quite the Krampus that we see here. But don't let that disillusion you to the feel of the movie. Red One is getting an innocent rating on the deputy scale. That may surprise some people, but there is nothing, even the slightest bit intense in the story at all. It's just not set how you would think. See, in this one, Santa is kidnapped right before Christmas, and they have to get him back to the North Pole before his midnight ride. Well, it's not going to be that simple, because the ones that have taken Santa, what they're after is not just Santa, but it's the whole idea. Now, don't worry, no spoilers. You know me, no spoilers here at all. And so what we get here is just a weird mixed up nostalgic rescue theme movie. I'm trying to think how to describe that without being too corny and without giving too much away. But there's a line in the movie that I think fits the tone of the movie. And it says, somewhere inside every last grown-up is the kid they once were. Now, that is really the sense of the entire story. And you can imagine how the movie ends. Don't worry, I won't spoil it for you. But it's a Christmas movie. And it is coming out shortly before Christmas. So, I wonder how it's going to end. Now, they do have in this one different levels of the naughty list, which I thought is a unique perspective that I haven't really seen in too many other stories. But it really kind of comes down to the whole thing of every decision, no matter how big or small, is an opportunity. And it's what you do with that opportunity. So this one just kind of takes it a whole different level. There are some clear mistakes that anybody with paying half attention to the movie cannot help but notice. I won't give those away because they're just kind of, they would almost be spoilers, and I won't do that to you. But when you hear it, it's like you can't help but go, really? Come on. If you're paying half attention, that is. And so this really goes down to the whole where it all began, where it's ending, how it gets done, and how they do so. Let's just say that toys are the secret. Now, don't worry, no spoilers. But, I mean, we can all appreciate toys, big or small. Just when we're younger, the toys are a little bit simpler, and as we age, our toys get a little bit more complicated. Like we go from enjoying like little Hot Wheels or Matchbox cars to where we're actually wanting our dream cars as we get a little bit older, and just kind of everything else in that gamut. I mean, I'm 50 years old and I still like playing board games and such, and I actually still have my Wii. Yes, I know that dates me, and I know a lot of people think it's cheesy, but I still have fun with it. So that's all that really matters. But I also have things like a PS1, any original NES system, things like that. Those, I mean, come on, it's the classics, really. Classics. I mean, come on. I can imagine some of you are laughing at me, and I welcome it because age is just a state of mind. And with everything this year with the diagnoses, which, by the way, I've actually got some good news on that recently. I'll update everybody soon. But life is too short, and it's all about making memories. And this is a story that will definitely make memories. So, if you're looking for something a little bit lighthearted, a bit silly, and just something that it's not gonna be, oh, it won't be everybody's favorite movie, but it's one of those ones that could easily become a Christmas classic as time goes on. So, where did I end up with Red One? I came in at a 6.25 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. And again, it does have an innocent rating. So if you are looking for one to share with your family and just kind of have fun with, then this is going to be it. I would love to know your feedback after you watch this, or if you've already watched this, feel free to shoot me a message on the About Me page on moviedeputy.com, or shoot me a message directly at moviedeputy@gmail.com. So as always, I look forward to talking to you about more movies in the near future. And I hope that you have a wonderful day, and I will be back soon. Bye-bye.